to me, a clapboard was something that would go on the side of the house. But over there, they used the term clapboard for what I would call a shake, and it went on the roof.
That's so.
They would take a log, about so long, and then
split that off. That's for the term I was trying to think of here, but now they called it out here, those sides, was clapboard.
Uh-huh.
And there's, but we didn't have any of that type where they just chopped those shingles off. You see that quite a bit in Missouri and out there yet, but we never, of course we didn't have the logs out here. Uh-huh. You know, just buy already prepared lumber, and there's a difference, the reason I suppose that you didn't buy it here. It was just very little timber here from the time I can remember until later years. Prairie fires, I think, had a lot to do with that. These big prairie fires just swept the country, and I think probably, although in our home location, there, southwest Knowles, there's two streams came in the north. They're practically dry now. They did run when I was a boy. They both just had water in them. And they came in from Meade, Kansas, not Meade, yes, Meade, and that country up there, settled up before here, and they came in and chopped all the timber out. The old stumps are still there, I can remember them. And it's quite interesting, too, that just this summer, this spring, there's a pipeline went through there, and they've run in up above this creek, and it's probably 100 feet by the creek out on a hill there. They run into petrified wood. They say it's just a tangle of trees in there.
We'll
try to open it up and see what we can find. But evidently, there's
well,
a lot of timber, I guess. It will be interesting. They say it's a kind of a petrified man in 3 weeks ago. He said it's there's only one other place that he knows of, and he's been studying it, that the type of petrification is found. I suppose that'd be the right word, and that's down in Texas. It's a white. It's the rock is straight white. So a lot of things happened, but there was, in the early day, there was a lot of timber on these streams. Then they came in that first settlement. See, there'd been two settlements in the country. Settlement in, I couldn't tell you how many years before this opening, when they opened this country up for settlement, there's a settlement in here that moved completely away, and there's some old towns right down on our right, three different places, town sites down there. There's that first settlement, but they just starved out of here, and moved completely out.
And
they used a lot of that timber up in those days, the big timber was kind of off that. Well, that'd have been back in the 80s. In here. They had no right whatever to hold the land, you see, in title. They had no title to it. They just really campers in here. But it was a good settlement and big towns in here. I don't know what would have happened to land title if they'd stayed on, because the government hadn't taken over this strip through here, what they call no man's land.
Had the trouble with Payne over in Stillwater area.
Same, didn't they?
Just keep coming in, and they chase him out, keep him back.
Oh yes, Payne. See, what did they call him? The Sooners, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's where the name came from.
There he
was. Yes, I don't know what government would have done on land titles that held on. They didn't run them out here. They just started. They didn't run them out. This land, as you know, this strip is no man's land. Neither state claimed it.
Now, you remember the association, the No Man's Land Association or something?
Well,
that's a historical association, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I remember this historical association, yes, out here. In fact, I'm on board. My grandfather was in that first settlement. He stayed in here. That's my grandfather on my mother's side, and they settled a place just a half a mile from where my father settled. That's tied in together. Use one of those, I guess, Sooners, what you'd call them. Of course, after the state opened up, well, then this land could be titled then.